Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. This is another episode of Chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar York. As always, it is a privilege and a delight to be coming to you on this program. We hope that last time we chatted with you that you had a blessed evening and a bless this morning. It is just a grand opportunity to be chatting with you from Chatting from the Word. And of course, this is your host, Brother Oscar York, that we are coming out to you from the great city of Dayton, Ohio. We are so grateful, we're so thankful that the Lord has bless us to see another day, another time, another hour to put on this grand program so that others may listen and learn about how gracious God is. And others may learn about God and come to Him before it's everlastingly and eternally too late. If you have a desire to call in and listen to the program, you can also do that at area code 657-383-0883. That number again is area code 657-383-0883. And if you want to ask Brother Oscar a question, you're welcome to do that. At the same number, if you want to get involved and just talk with your brother here, you're welcome to do that. As I've been mentioning for a couple of shows now, we are looking for sponsors. We're looking for people to really help us financially on this program. We're not rich by no means. And I truly believe if you help Brother Oscar and others to bring this show on every day, Chatting from the Word, and on Mondays when we do our telecast on YouTube, Chatting from the Word, I believe that the Lord would bless you bountifully if you help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to places and to people who need to hear God's Word. You know, technology is different today. It's not what it used to be. Technology now, we can go different places and around the world and teaching and preaching the Word of God. And as always, as I just said, you can call in if you want us to pray for you, or if you have a prayer request, you can call in. Again, that number is 657-383-0883. And before we go any further with our podcast at this time, let us bow our head for a word of prayer. Our Father, our Most High God. Father, we come to you first of all with thanksgiving in our hearts. Father, thanking you for waking us up this morning. Father, thanking you for blessing us with help and strength and our right minds. Father, Father, thanking you for so many things, Father. Because, Father, we recognize that without you, we wouldn't be nothing. Father, we recognize without you, where would we be? Father, praying for those that are down and out this afternoon. Pray, Father, for those that are suffering with illnesses, with diabetes, with heart problems, with arthritis. Father, to be thy will, heal that body and help them to be whole again. If not, Father, help them to deal with what they must deal with, Father. But, Father, allow them to know that thou art God, and beside thee there is no other. And, Father, we come praying for the leaders of this world, Father, that they may lead in a way that recognize you, that they may lead in a way that will compliment you, Father, and that they never make a law forbidding us to worship in you in spirit and in truth, as your word calls for. And Father, we come praying for this program. We hope and pray for those that are listening to this program may be uplifted and that may be encouraged to study your word and allow your word to guide them through their day, Father. If there be anyone listening that needs you, Father, need to come to Christ, we hope and pray that we may say something that will help them to see you and come to you and to accept you, Father. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As I said, we're so delightful that you have been have joined us and listening to our program, and we hope and pray that you're learning something from the program that may help you in your Christian walk, that may help you in your Christian journey. And Father, we hope and pray that we may say something to help others to come to you and to find and begin the body of Christ. I just want to reinstate this. I don't know if I said it, but I know I did. We are looking for sponsors. And we're looking for sponsors to sponsor us financially. It doesn't take too much, but your brother here, we don't ask for much. If you have a dollar a month to give, that's fine. If you have $5 to give a month, that's fine. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, any amount you can give a month to help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and to help others in spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it would be very much appreciated. So we hope and pray that you can find it in your hearts and in your finance to finance chatting from the word. And as I've been saying also, we are planning on starting a new work in the Dayton, Ohio area. If you live in Dayton, Ohio area, contact me if you're interested in helping Brother Oscar to preach God the gospel of Jesus Christ in Dayton, Ohio, because I truly believe that Christ needs to shine in this area. Most may not agree with me, but with the closing of so many churches in this area with so many churches of Christ that's not teaching what thus says the Lord, with so many brothers that's going left field when it comes to the Word of God. We need to allow Jesus to shine in this area here. So if you are living in Dayton, Ohio, if you've been a member of the Body of Christ from quite some time, contact your brother here. You can email me to OfficerYork3443@gmail.com, or you can contact me on my webpage, OfficerYorkPublishing.com, or you can inbox me on Facebook. Don't be afraid to talk with me. I'm not a booger bear. So if you want to talk to me by helping me to help me to start a new work in this area, please contact me and talk with me. I'd be happy to talk with you. And you know, I say this about myself. I admit I might not be one of the smartest people in the world. But I'm like this. If I'm wrong, let me know I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, and you can show me through the scriptures that I am wrong about the things that I have said in the past and now, talk with me about it. I'm not a booger bear. You can talk with Brother Oscar. Don't be afraid to talk with me. I know some brothers, some sisters might say, well, Brother York, you're wrong. If I'm wrong, show me through scriptures that I'm wrong. And if you can show me through scriptures that I'm wrong, I'm a type of brother, I'll back up. I really would. If you can show me through the scriptures that Brother Oscar just don't know what he's talking about, I will back up. So, again, I hope and pray that we have people that they know how your area see it as I do. We need a body of Christ in this area that's going to shine for the Lord. So if you feel like I feel and see it the way I see it, give me a call, send me an email, inbox me on Facebook. I would surely appreciate it. Thank you. On this afternoon, we want to continue our study on God's grace, because I too believe many today are confused when it comes to the grace of God. And I just want to play another portion of our beginning song to you. And as you think about these words, I want you to really listen and think about these things. Thank you. As always, if you don't have a copy of God's Word, we don't give you a chance to go and get your copy so that we can study God's Word together. I ain't going to be long because I see some confusing signals here. And we ain't going to be long today just in case. So we want to begin reading where we left off yesterday. Second Corinthians 12, beginning at verse, five. Here Paul said, "Of such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I would say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, that he heareth of me. At least I should be exalted above measure to the abundance of the revelation that was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." What I want to say about this at this point is the fact that here, Paul said, instead of being glorified in the things that make him look great, instead of glorifying in himself in things that most people brag about, here Paul said, "I'd rather glorify myself in my infirmities or in my weakness." Paul here is saying, "I'm not going to give myself the glory. For the person I give myself, the person I give glory to is to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And here Paul said, because of the things that was revealed to him, that was given to him a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet him. Here Paul knew who to give a glory to, if I may say that. Here Paul gave the glory not, he didn't say God was doing it, did he? He said, but the messenger of Satan. Oh, sometimes when we believe we got it so rough and so tough, and sometimes we want to put the blame on the wrong person, when sometimes it's Satan. Don't you remember the story of Job? When Satan had to ask God for permission to touch Job's life? I can guarantee you today, my friend, even today, if you're truly living a Christian life, God have you in the palm of his hands. Even Satan had to ask permission to touch you. And sometimes God allows Satan to touch us, to test us, to see if we are going to hang in there and be faithful to Jesus Christ, to him, to be faithful to the body of Christ, to be faithful to the call, and that is by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hope and pray that we understand this is what Paul is saying here, that I have received a thorn in the flesh. Paul said, I prayed three times I prayed three times for God to take it away from me, but he said God answered was, and this is what God answered was to Paul. Paul said, I pray that the Lord will remove this thorn in the flesh three times. Sometimes, my friend, if we think God doesn't hear us, times we're going through some tough times and we can't see the end of a tunnel or don't think God is listening, he's listening. Sometimes God may put that pain on us to see where our faith really lies. And here Paul said, I prayed for it 3 times. 3 times. 3 times. But God's answer to him was this: my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then Paul said, most gladly therefore would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. See, that's why Paul said, I'd rather suffer my infirmities so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Sometimes we get grace all confused. We get confused. But sometimes, and the majority of times, if not all the times, it is when we're at our weakness do we see God's grace being much more great. You see, just like in Luke 18, where two men were praying, one prayed, said, I'm glad I'm not like the other man. I do this, I do that. I've done this, and I've done that. Who would have weighed more justified? The one who wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven and say, Father, I am a sinner. The sinner, the one that went away more gratified than the one that's always bragging, that was bragging. And that is true today. You got many people today, they would brag about who they are. I'm this great preacher. Give me my praise. I'm this great teacher. Give me my praise. I'm this great this and that. Give me my praise. I'm this and I'm that. But I'm here to tell you this morning, this afternoon, the grace was given to Paul here, not because who he was, because Paul could have praised, bragged about himself, but Paul said, I'd rather glorify my weakness than to tell you about my great point. I'd rather glorify my weakness instead of telling you about my great point. So this is what Paul said. This is what Paul said. We're going to end it here. We don't know what's going on here because something is going on, but we hope and pray that our show will be coming on, and that if it doesn't, we will be back on tomorrow. We pray with you, please. So, Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name. Father, thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings that you brought our way. We hope and pray that those that are listening today have a great, grand day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen.